here to wrap up KER Politics. It's been a good show, and it's really been fun to put together. Call it. I cannot tell you how concerned I am about the fact that the dollar is probably going to lose its reserve currency status. That's going to affect the perception of America on an international level, particularly after some of the drops that are going on right now in some of the indicators in the United States. And I simply don't understand why, as the pundits say, the administration is currently doing nothing about the strength of the U.S. dollar. It loses its reserve currency status, and we're done, as I said. Not done, but it's really going to be bad.
There'll be a long-term decline of our economic output. We will be surpassed by 2030 with the by the Chinese economy. Already purchasing power, Chinese economy has actually beat us since 2013, over 10 years ago.
Right.
But when it comes to actual, you know, GDP and performance, it's inevitable that if things go on the track they're going right now, the U.S. will be financially subservient, militarily subservient, and of course, diplomatically and information subservient to authoritarian leaders. And of course, we have no real help out there because there's very few people in foreign policy circles right now that can trust the Biden administration. And I think a lot of influence over the administration is from globalists,
yep.
corporations that no longer yep. care about where the U.S. stands. And unfortunately, that would be very devastating to the U.S. population.
Well, you know, I know that some of our bloggers laugh at me when I say, you know, the key to this whole thing is to get out and vote. But I got to tell you, the only people who can solve this problem happen to be the electorate. And the reason I say that, Jimmy, is because Biden, left to his own method of thinking, is going to be absolutely worthless as a president. So he's going to, the only way to save our country, I believe, is to vote him out of office. And I mean, that's the only way to do it.
Well, it has to be overwhelming because of the influence,
yeah.
the influence and the, you know, the amount of money that goes into these elections now. And that influence is bought and paid for by yeah. major corporations. You know, remember in the, you know, under the Obama administration, the 99%ers, you know, the big protests,
yeah.
which were strongly against corporate, you know, control of our government, the World Economic Forum, World Trade Organization protests whenever they, you know, were happening around the world.
Right.
Well, what happened was a lot of the boards, a lot of the oversight boards for those corporations started saying, well, let's buy into the and influence these progressive ideologues that hate capitalism. And so they've actually co-opted them. And to where now you see these progressive agendas being supported by major corporations because they don't want to offend based on what happened a decade ago and the pushback against them. And of course, the other problem is so many of the corporations don't look at the basic principles that gave them the, you know, the capital to actually be successful.
Yeah.
So it's, and they're hiring crazy people. Anheuser-Busch hired this woman who has made the decision apparently to do the transgender advertising campaign with Bud Light. That is absolutely catastrophic for their marketing right now.
Yep.
And they're having to scramble how to deal with it and not offend the left at the same time, get back their market share.
Yep.
So these are very interesting dynamics. And I think it really does go back to corporate corporate oversight being intimidated by administration for diversity, equity, inclusion, and being fearful of the pushback from these really anarchical anti-capitalist Marxists. Yeah.
Well, the one comment I would make is it could turn out that the elephant being unable to go through the needle, eye of a needle, could be the housing market. And going through the needle basically is the key to our economic success and the key to increasing the confidence in our economy, it very possibly may not happen. I mean, already, Jimmy, in your part of the U.S., four or five years ago, real estate prices are down probably in the neighborhood of 10 to 20%.
Well, actually out here where we are in South Carolina, could people continue to come into a red state?
Yeah.
So the prices here are not bad. But when you look at other big urban areas, those prices are beginning to decline quite a bit. The number of sales is way down. So that's a bad omen for the future.
Now,
and of course,
is that in your part of the country? Amount of sales are way down.
Sales are down. That's the pricing has dropped about 8 to 10%, but the actual sales have dropped more like in the 15 to 20% because people aren't putting their homes on the market and people are not buying because the interest rates now have priced many people out of the market. So that's one problem, but I think it actually begins back with the energy problem. You know, the Biden administration's efforts to push towards green energy that is not viable economically, and it undermines U.S. independence. And of course, it also doesn't help the environment at all, because when we stop producing manufacturing goods here in the United States, when we cut back on our energy, domestic energy production, that moves overseas.
Yeah.
And overseas, the Chinese do not have the same environmental regulations that we have for manufacturing.
Not even close.
Yeah, so you're actually increasing the negativity of carbon, or the impact of carbon, when you try to shut down industries in the United States. So it makes me, and this has been pretty clear, but it makes me question, what is the real agenda behind these people that are pushing this green energy policy in the United States?
Well, I'm gonna pour a little gasoline on the fire that you on the situation that you just mentioned. When Trump was interviewed by Fox, which is, by the way, kind of an interesting interview, he is convinced that the United States basically blew up that portion of the pipeline, and he said, "I'm not going to make that one of my campaign issues," because he said that's a very, very bad thing for the United States. Because here you've got the president pushing this green energy thing, and the amount of bad stuff that went into the atmosphere as a result of that explosion, they showed pictures of it actually, is astronomically high. Why did the Biden administration, if they did it, what's their rationale? I don't get it, Jimmy. We got a minute.
Yeah, no, I think the rationale behind that action was to punish Russia and to keep the Germans from actually helping subsidize the Russian war. Now, if that was the policy, if that's what they did, that's the reason behind it. There's even bigger issues, though, with this entire agenda.
Yeah.
You can't produce enough wind and solar energy to fill the gap with fossil fuels.
Yeah.
You cannot build enough electric vehicle batteries with no rare earth metals, cobalt, lithium, that the Chinese control the vast majority on the planet right now. You can't build that type of capability unless you're dependent upon Chinese manufacturing.
Right.
Once again, this all goes back to, what the heck are these people thinking? And I think it's a combination of insidious nature and a number of people that are absolutely incompetent running major.
And they are very desperately simply trying to gain power, which is crazy. We're talking about that at breakfast this morning. That's exactly the conclusion that I and some other people came to. Absolutely ridiculous. Jimmy, I know you're in a hurry. Congratulations on your new position at the university. Jimmy's on his way right now to Clemson University to start taking part in his new position back there, which is being on the board of directors of the Parent Advisory Department. Way to go, Jim.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.